The air right now in our area is bad. For a second straight week, giant Canadian wildfires are spreading smoke across parts of the Northeast. As of this afternoon, the worst air quality measured nationwide belongs to parts of New York and Connecticut. New Jersey is also afflicted. Wildfire smoke comes with a number of hazardous ingredients, but the worst is arguably particulate matter. So here to explain the best ways for people to protect themselves is Jack Caravanos. He's a clinical professor of environmental public health sciences at NYU. Welcome to All Things Considered, Professor. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start by reminding us what exactly particulate matter is and why it is dangerous?
Well, when you burn something, and these are combustion particulates, you end up with tiny, tiny microscopic nano-sized particles that are organic in nature, carbonaceous, and they penetrate deep into the lung. So cigarette smoke is actually a good example of that. That smoke, that haze, is actually billions of tiny particles, and they go pretty deep into the lung.
What's the best way to keep it out of the lungs?
Well, clearly the best way in public health is to prevent it from ever happening. And that's a whole other discussion. Why are these fires happening and how can we prevent them from spreading and minimize them? But the reality is we can't rely on that all the time. So the most immediate way is personal protection. And these are, of course, the masks and respirators that we use, that you see firefighters using.
So speaking of masks, we've seen people walking around wearing surgical masks. Are those good enough or do they want a higher quality one?
Surgical masks will do something. As a matter of fact, anything over your mouth will have some beneficial effect. But we don't like those. We would prefer you wear at least an N95, a KN95, which is a very tight filter material. And we have learned a lot from COVID. But the key thing is that this thing should fit very tightly around your nose and cheeks so that you don't get any bypass. The biggest concern I have with what we saw during COVID is people were very good at wearing masks, but they weren't good at wearing them the right way.
Now, the air quality index is a color-coded system for judging the safety of what we breathe in. Orange tells people with asthma and chronic conditions to be on guard. Red, where New York City has been at all day, elevates that warning for more members of the general public. But what does that mean for people? Like, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to change our behavior to stay protected? We have to breathe the air, don't we?
Absolutely. There's no way around that, but we could definitely do things to minimize our exposure. The red stands for unhealthy, and the conditions that cause this are kind of rare. We have a forest fire, which is very low to the ground, blowing in from an odd direction. We don't usually get winds from the north, and it's coming right down the Hudson Valley, right into Philadelphia, New York, Trenton, Connecticut, Boston. That whole area is being inundated with this cloud. And the best way for now is to really minimize any type of physical activity that would exacerbate the deposition of these particles into your lungs. And that means go easy on the jogging, go easy on the tennis, try to stay indoors because the indoor air will stay cleaner longer, assuming we're not opening windows. So it may be safer just to stay indoors. And of course, if you are going outside and you have a respiratory condition of any type, definitely a respirator, an N95, KN95 would be advisable.
You mentioned the causes of the smoke being here, those wildfires in Canada. Record heat is driving those. New Jersey is also on pace for a record year for fires. Obviously, climate change is at play here. You talk to people from California who say, well, these fires are just kind of a way of life now. They just kind of expect them every year. Do people need to be prepared for smoke hazards going forward here? Is this a regular part of life now?
Well, I think all estimates seem to indicate that this is only going to get worse, that the droughts are lasting longer, and we're seeing higher temperatures. And already we're seeing this just in New York last week. I believe it was over 90 degrees, and it was only May. So I think we need to be prepared for more of this. To say it's a fluke, it won't happen again, is, I think, short-sighted. And of course, there's a lot of things we could do with forest fires and do better forest management. So there's some solutions that way. But ultimately, we need to get ready for more of these changes. I don't think there's anything you and I can do in the next 6 months that will minimize forest fires. But society as a whole needs to act.
Jack Caravanos is clinical professor of environmental public health sciences at NYU. Professor, thanks for coming on. Breathe easy out there.
Thank you very much. I will. Thank you.